Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Deb Hall, and she is the co-coordinator for Ag Adventure. And good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Now, I know a lot of people recognize your voice and recognize your name because you were extension director for a long time. And before that, 4-H, you know?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with lots of people through Iowa State Extension. And this is a fun project because I'm getting to reconnect with some of the people.
Yes, you've worked with lots and lots of volunteers, and some of those same people are helping with this project. Well, this is happening, this particular event is happening on July 4th. Deb, it's sort of an unusual way to think about celebrating July 4th. Why does it tie in with Ag tie in with our rural celebration?
Well, I think it's really appropriate because Thomas Jefferson, you know, he was really the primary author of the Declaration of Independence. And there was no one that was bigger advocate for agriculture. He was a farmer. He believed in conservation and agriculture education. If you go back and read a lot of his quotes, he's saying how important farmers were then and would continue to be to a democracy. So we think it's a perfect fit on the 4th of July. And of course, the 4th of July is a fun time for families to come together and communities to come together. And this is all about families, fun, and community.
It certainly is. Ag Adventure. And where is this happening?
It'll be in Messina at their 4th of July celebration. They have a kids parade at 3 o'clock and then their big parade at 4 o'clock, and we'll be opening up in the southeast corner of the park immediately following the 4 o'clock parade and going till 7 that evening.
And this is a big adventure. It's not just like, well, come and see Deb and Beth and whoever volunteers. I understand there are 12 stations to this, 12 different kinds of experiences, and some of them include food.
Some of those do.
Actually, it's eating food.
Some of those do. Most of them include producing food, but there's two that are very directly tied to eating food. We'll have free eggs on a stick for everyone, so you don't have to wait till the Iowa State Fair. You can come now and get your egg on a stick and enjoy it. And then if you come through Ag Adventure, and you mentioned there are 12 stations, if you come and do at least 6 of the stations, there's free homemade ice cream as your last adventure stop. What a better way to spend 4th of July.
Exactly. That, again, those just two go together, ice cream and 4th of July. I do want to just back up and mention again, this is being held in Messina this year, but there's sort of a rotation that goes on in the communities.
Right. Greenfield, Funnell, and Messina rotate the 4th of July celebration. And actually, this is going to be our second 4th of July Ag Adventure experience, because last year we started this in Greenfield and we just had such an overwhelming response and people were so excited and they said, you've got to do this again. So we're coming to Messina. Last year it was Adair County organizations. This year it is Adair County and Cass County organizations, including the Farm Bureau, the cattlemen, pork producers, corn and soybean growers, along with lots of businesses and individuals teaming up to make it happen.
Okay, and that's what it takes to make a success, for sure. Let's talk about some of the things besides egg on a stick and ice cream. What are some of the other stations where, I guess, adults and little kids, everybody can get involved?
Yeah, well, we'll have animals, live animals, and then one demonstration animal. There'll be a live hen. You can learn about the egg business and the modern production techniques in the egg business. There'll be baby pigs that you can actually hold. And we find that kids and adults like to do that just as much as anyone else. There will be a lamb. So we have those livestock stations, and at each of them will be staffed by an expert farmer that is there to answer your questions. And last year we got a lot of questions about why do you do this or how do you do this, and we have experts there that are going to be willing to talk to you about it. Besides the live animals, we will have a milk cow. She's life-size, but she's not real, and anybody that wants to try hand milking her can, and will experience some success. And then you can also find out about the modern dairy industry at the same time.
So you won't get hit in the face with her swishing tail, or she won't kick the bucket over?
No. So it's kind of a nice, safe way to go about milking a cow by hand. So she'll be there this year. She was popular last year and popular with lots of people. So we brought her back. The Montgomery County History Center is kind enough to let us borrow her each year. So we're really appreciative of them.
So it seems like, okay, when you talk about milking the cow, that really kind of goes back to, I mean, some of the older folks that are there remember doing that, getting up early in the morning and milking who knows how many cows. But it brings it, when you're talking about modern production, it kind of covers the whole area of age.
Right. And it's been fun. And the 4th of July is a great time to tell us your personal stories as you come through. So we've enjoyed hearing people's personal stories last year. And this would be a great time just to come and visit with those farmers, find out how things have changed, share with them your historical perspective if you're older adult. So
the volunteers will have time to visit, both answer your questions and visit, as you say, tell some tales. And I understand at the very end you have a quick little survey. You can give your comments of whether you liked it, you didn't like it, what your questions are or whatever. But I think they're going to be mostly positive comments. It just sounds like so much fun, Deb. What are some of the goals? You know, why is this happening?
Well, the reason I think that we're really working for this is we have discovered that a lot of people, even in rural communities, don't have a close connection with their food, fiber, and fuel. We will have a special station with corn and soybeans and conservation, as well as the animals. So we look at those products of food, fuel, and fiber, and we want to help people make that connection. To know, answer the question, who is your farmer? And that's one of our goals, is to do that and to make sure that we're hearing from consumers what their concerns are, as well as what they're excited about.
And there is so much interplay when you mention the food, fiber, and fuel, as well as now we have to think internationally. So, you know, it's not a simple yes, no, black, white kind of business.
No, and there's many options. And as you visit with the farmers, you can find out about different options. We'll have a live hen there. And if you want to ask some questions about what's the difference between cage-free birds and traditional caging systems, you can find that out right at the 4th of July as you meet a hen.
Do you have a name for it, Deb?
Not yet.
You can give it your own name as you go along. Uh-huh. Are there some other things we should know about ag adventures in this ag experience?
Well, one of the things we're really excited about is Iowa Learning Farms is providing their conservation trailer this year. So we'll have the rainfall simulator there, and people will be able to see a demonstration. And it includes a demonstration of runoff in urban settings and several different systems of production, corn and soybean production. And that'll be fun and very educational and just interesting to everyone, because it applies to all of us when we're thinking about runoff.
And I don't think many of us think so much about the runoff in towns unless it's so heavy that when we're driving down the street, you know, there's a big river there in front of us. Otherwise, you know, I don't think we think about what the effect that might be. So that's kind of interesting, but I bet you're going to get to see how soil is moved when the rain's coming down hard.
Yeah, well, you'll get to see how soil and anything on top of the soils move, which is really important as we think about water quality.
Now, I noticed in some information I have that it talks about partners of water rocks. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. The Iowa Learning Farm has a special program called Iowa Rocks. And so they're the ones that will be sponsoring the trailer and providing the demonstration.
Okay. So we've been visiting with Deb Hall about July 4th in Messina. And again, this whole Ag Adventure 12 station starts at what time?
It starts immediately after that 4 o'clock parade. There will be plenty of things going on before that. And there will be lots of things going on at the same time. So you can go to bingo. You can enjoy some supper, but make sure to come to the southeast corner of the park and look for the people in the blue shirts that say, "Who's your Iowa farmer?" They'll get you to where you need to go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much to Deb Hall and to all of those folks who've helped you put this together, because it does take a lot of people to make this happen. And until next time, find out who is your farmer.